가상디 랑중디 가상 가서 한다 남자 좋아다 안 쯤을 좋아니라 무슨 무엇이 가서 열었어 디 가서 지금 랑중 칠라도 찍대요 디어나 찍이 랑칠라나
Okay, anybody want to answer the homework? How many possibilities are there between complete aspect applications and peak applications.
Do you remember the homework? I forgot. Anybody have ready? Yeah, can read. Anybody is ready? Yeah. Okay.
Good. Some of them. 当推的，
写多少当心嘛？
来，
写一当心这个人，
过来去。
问，写到二月三十一号，就当个几个月的写到当这个。OK。
Hello. So compare the possibilities between complete aspect application and peak application. First, something that is complete aspect application and not peak application.Any bodhisattva yoga on the path of accumulation that has not achieved mastery over a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers. For example, inferential realization of emptiness in a continuum of bodhisattva. Okay?
I think sounds good. Sounds good.
Thanks. So I continue then.
Yeah, the first one. First one, complete.
First one, okay. Yes. The second one. Something that is complete aspects application and peak aspect application doesn't exist. When one achieves special insight focusing on the aspects of three knowers, one achieves mastery and does not cultivate complete aspects application.
Okay. Not correct, but...
We'll continue then.
That is second one is wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Something that is peak application and not complete aspects application. When one achieves special insight focusing on the aspects of three knowers, one achieves mastery. So this special insight focusing on the aspects of three knowers in the continuum of bodhisattva is something that is peak application and not complete aspects application.
Okay, that also not correct.
Okay. Something that is not a peak application and not complete aspect application. Direct realization of emptiness in the continuum of Hinayana Arahat. It is not a bodhisattva yoga, so it is not both.
Correct.
Okay, so 50%. Thank you.
It's own self check.
The first one and last one is correct. The middle two is wrong. Okay, but you get 50 marks.
Huh? 왕톱 어디라?
가다 카메라 어디 가서
우리 왕톱.
I understand why you are confused. Yeah, I understand. But good, you did the homework. Huh? So I mentioned before, you really want to learn, must do the homework. Then by making mistake, then you will learn. Yeah? 어떻게 했단다? 죄송하다. 던다양. 가사냐? 남자 좋아, 세디, 뺀다. 박이, 옹, 톱던도 공부 안 세시. 나 고알레야기지도. 나 제모 좋아서도, 나 옹, 톱이 누구다, 제모 좋아서. 나 이제 고알레야기지도 독수바래.
You know, with regards to what I said earlier about the purpose of complete aspect applications being cultivated for the purpose of acquiring mastery, yeah? And how peak application is an application that has achieved mastery, right, over the cultivation of the compendium of the aspects of the three knowers. Yeah? That explanation was just for the purpose of helping you to get some idea, an idea of what those two applications are for.
What did it? What to say? That senior column shine, a lot of it, the ones chatting on the other share, just on the number, do not come share the same measures. I'm just senior, Sazam, taking solemnly in the part to you, send the Sebutua.
If you look at the definition of the complete aspect application, it's clear, right? It is a bodhisattva's yoga conjoined with the wisdom that cultivates a compendium of the aspects of the three knowers. Yeah? And so that's the definition, isn't it? And if you look at the boundary, where does it exist? From the minor path of accumulation till the end of continuum. Till the end of the continuum.
And your second and third
examples, right? Therefore, incorrect, especially in that, because you say that once you achieve peak application, there is no complete aspect application, right? That cannot be, because complete aspect applications exist from the minor path of accumulation till the end of the continuum of sentient being, which means it exists also on the path of preparation, right? Yeah, so it is taught that if it is a path included in the continuum of a bodhisattva, it is necessarily a complete aspect application. So, a bodhisattva necessarily possesses the wisdom that cultivates a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
Yeah. 점을 좋아서 되더래. 다 겨숨다, 누금, 다 겨숨은 너무 눈에 곰바디. 소람기 약간데 아니 차버도 봐봐 체크야. 졸라는 것도 연구야 말해. 빼놨던다. 점을 좋아서도 졸라는 것도 특구야 말해. 가르치나 겨숨은 너무 곰바 직방 힘받아. 다 시다 대로 옹 터봐서다. 겨숨은 너무 곰바는 옹 터봐서 되다. 졸람 터도 다 점을 좋아 터도 신에다 겨숨은 너무 옹 터봐 연구야.
Peak application is a wisdom that cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers. Yeah, but its cultivation is more exalted than that was done on the path of accumulation, right? Because when one achieves the path of preparation, one achieves the peak application, which is the wisdom that has achieved mastery over the cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
어떻게든가 틀에 인장 아니지 가서를 보기다. 아 떳떳해 틀에 떳지 뭐 좋아하냐 타지 좋아해 착귀하래 타기 좋아하냐 정어 좋아해 바 착귀야 말해 어때?
남자라
남자 알았어 남자 좋아. 야,
so
정어 좋아하냐 남자 좋아해 착 남자는 정어 좋아해 바 착 어떻습니까?
So as such, a peak application is necessarily a complete aspect application, but a complete aspect application is not necessarily a peak application.
어디에 돈다 무슨 무슨 삼다에 어디다 도시래 다티네.
Yeah.
어디래 다티네 막 가래나. 이제 주워지 유배 다다다티. 아, 남자 좋아도 저모 좋아라. 좋아 지유나.
Do you have any questions pertaining to the complete aspect applications and peak application?
어레 다티면 티 다티네 마 다 다르기 좋아세 다또 다티지 다르기 좋아도 기지면 좋아 지금 뭐 남주시나. 다르기 좋아서 드네마 송도티를 계속 남발라 담보 터전도 계속 있는 거 힘주금 시작하게 쓰면 되죠. 다르기 좋아 세니 사슴 체증 손없는 기대한 걸로 준비나 여유서.
So next, let's look roughly at the zero application and the momentary application, right? So a zero application, the definition was, you have the definition, right? So a Bodhisattva's yoga conjoined with the wisdom that serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers for the sake of attaining steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers. And as a boundary, the minor path of accumulation up to just prior to the end of the continuum.
어떻게 다 가서 쉬거나 쉬래 다 빼놨다 달기 좋아 다 깨지면 계심을 좋아 네 용해디 다 계심을 넘발랐다 땅마 터봤다 맞춰봤다네 다 좋아 네디 구해래 와
터봤다 맞춰봐
땅마 터봤다
아 땅마 터봐
맞춰봐 비싼데다 다기 좋아 계심이 좋아 독신이 샤해.
So I mentioned before, right? Roughly that the difference between a zero application and a momentary application is based on whether one has achieved steadiness, isn't it, with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers. Yo.
Okay. That target you are said, that temple, sing in the locks of it.
No.
That to nine, temple, top down to compass, that chosen a number, temple, top down to compass, says that. Target you are said, temple, top down to compass.
Yeah, so the zero application is cultivated for the sake of attaining steadiness, isn't it? With respect, of course, to the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
어떻습니까? 탈기 좋아하세요, 또다 재수는 남았다, 또다 거기 림젠도 고마하세요, 또다 티데 대마 터비치도. 계속해 남바나 남바 터베서도 계속해 남바들이 마시는 거 봤습니다. 다기 좋았어요, 들.
So a zero application is this mind that serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers, yeah, for the purpose of attaining steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
대도 왔다 돈다니 전주 선배 나 저승은 뭐 눈에 공기하래 아 저승은 나 뒷받침에 공기하래 그래서 나 저랑 내가 계속 저승은 뭐 눈에 공기 저승은 나 림시도 공부 네가 시했다 뒷수도 와.
So the Bodhisattva cultivates they cultivate aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? So they either do it to cultivating a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, they also do, they also cultivate the aspects of the three exalted knowers serially. So both are done, isn't it? And both are done from the minor path of accumulation. Right?
어떻게 다 철학이 내가 없어 저승은 나뭐 눈에 꿈에 센티 카르스나 다 돈다 저승은 나 봐라 눈에 꿈 봐라 옹텁이 시도 다 철학이 내가 없어 저승은 나봐 눈에 꿈 귀하래 어떻게
Why do the Bodhisattvas cultivate a compendium of the three cultivate a compendium of the aspects of the three exalted knowers from the minor path of accumulation? Because they do it for the purpose of achieving mastery in that cultivation, right? A mastery.
어떻게 아 변하다 소람기 내값소 다 저속에 남바 다 림지 공부지 가르스나 저속에 남바 라 림지 공부라 담바 터베시도 저속에 남바 림지 공부해.
So why do Bodhisattvas cultivate serially the aspects of the three exalted knowers from the mind above accumulation? They do it for the purpose of achieving steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
어떻게 다 설렁게 내값소 다 계속에 남았다 짐지 꼽체 다 되네 다 짐 안 설렁게 내값소 짐지 공부할 때네 다 변해 점어 좋아 다 설렁 터빈도 갈라 갈수하네 계속에 남아 다 고림 예전도 공부 쓰신 것도 다 고림지 다 예바진도 신는 거면 다 등월로 다 예바 매발해 다 점어 좋아 터빈도 갈라 아니 옹 계속에 남아로 옹 터빈이하래 진의 성대 다 저승의 남바디 고림 예제도 공부 다 곰토해시 숭구야.
So although the Bodhisattvas on the path of accumulation do cultivate severely the aspects of the three exalted knowers, but when they achieve the path of preparation, when they acquire the peak application, they also cultivate severely. The aspects of the three exalted knowers, but their serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers becomes definite. They're able to do it in the correct order. Definitely in the correct order. This is not necessarily so on the minor path of accumulation.
어떻게 다 내 송구도 다 돈다니 가르쳐 놨지래 다 돈다지래 빼나다 빼나 졸람 아니 돌람 곰람 다 뒤 내가 봐 다 가르쳐래 죄송해 남발라 담바 토든도 안 죄송해 남발 짐지 공기하래 그러봐 아니 그 꼬매대야 다 빼나 점어 좋아 토바는 송도 유지라 꼬매시 즉 검사니 막 차장치다 즉 검자비도 가라 저승에 남아 자든지 작성돼 즉 고림이 진도니 즉 검당지라 규칙로만 차장치 독신이 고림 예신도 신의 검아세대다 저는 토바나스인데 다 고는 버도 독수 있고요 아래 어디로
From the path of accumulation, from the path of preparation onwards, right? So on the path of preparation, on the path of seeing, on the path of meditation. So in any one meditation session, right, the bodhisattvas, they cultivate, you know, serially the aspects of the three exalted knowers for the sake of achieving these aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? And they cultivate them serially and in a definite order without missing anything. So the Bodhisattvas cultivate the serial application, yeah, from the minor path of accumulation up to just prior to the end of the continuum, yeah? Which means that at the end of the continuum, there's no serial application, right? Okay, so So there is zero application up to and before the achievement of the wisdom of the end of the continuum.
어떻습니까? 딘데게 가르쳐라 바겠다. 나는 준장할로 준제도 아니 변했다. 라보다 점어져 탑사도거나 아니 고림 예신도 치네. 보기 계속 너무 자주 주셨습니다. 규칙을 공부해야지 가르쳤어. 가르치도 공부해서는 따뜻 고매대 저 담바 터비시 계속 넘어 아 림진도 건 고머 잡아는 담바 톱든도 공부해요.
So from the minor path of preparation up to just prior to the end of the continuum of a sentient being, right? The Bodhisattva seriously cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers for the sake of achieving steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers. And in any one session, you know, they cultivate, you know, serially and without missing anything and in the proper order, the 173 aspects of the three exalted knowers.
어떻습니다. 진들에 진대신이 다 디네마다 준다이시 토비 누가나 다 교수님 넘발라 옴 토바 스그만 교수님 넘발라 교수님 넘발 림제도 곰발라 대바 토바 세디 준다이시 토비 누가나 아따 교수님 넘발라 다 림제도 곰발네 림제도 곰발라 대바 토바 세디 다 준다이시네 걸로 연구여래 진대 곰이 깨지니다.
So at the end of the continuum of a sentient being, that's when the Bodhisattva achieves steadiness with respect to the serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
Are you following? You are lost? You lost? No. Okay. 따뜻이니 다 가서 해보기. 다 유대시 토비도 가나 다 교수님나 봐 짐진도 곰발라 땜바 토바 소라 다 땜바 토바디 가르레스 다양 뒤와질래 땜바 토 지도 땜바 토비 균생 가르레 지금 마 토비 균생 가르레스 다 안고 즉 신고로 받으래.
So at the end of the continuum, right? When one achieves the wisdom of the end of the continuum, that bodhisattva has achieved steadiness with respect to the serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? So prior to that, right, is from the path of accumulation up to just prior to the end of the continuum of sentient being, the Bodhisattva serially cultivates, right? Serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers. It means serially in order, without missing any, in doing that in the proper order, right? Cultivating all 173 aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? And at the end of the continuum of sentient being, the Bodhisattva achieves steadiness with respect to that cultivation, right? Has achieved steadiness with respect to the serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers. So it is said. But then you have to ask, then the question of course arises, why only then and why, you know, why does the Bodhisattva then achieve steadiness with respect to the serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers? And why is this steadiness not achieved prior to the end of the continuum?
That temple, just when we reach the goal, temple, 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 temple.
And what is the meaning of having achieved steadiness with respect, steadiness of in with respect to the serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers? So, what is the meaning of having achieved steadiness? Yeah.
어따디 디스윈도 가나 티레 빼나다 가서라 보기 다칸디슬라코도 빼나다 다또는 댐바 퇴비 퇴연세디 디디 바레 가서라 보기 다 자족이 기지미 퉁다 찍라스 다 먼저 다 남주다 세고 땀이 윤세식 다또다 티레 세고 찍다미 윤세식라 다 자화조비 다 기지마 찍다 동쇼로 오지 샤비어라 당원서 저와 간 쪽보다 서구 측도 윤세식 되다 저쪽이 기지마 측 샤세 다 딘데기 아니 저와 쪽이 기지미 통다 찍라 다 갈소를 보기 되나 상맥이 다 상맥이 최지 온도 체인도 가라 대당 렉툼이 상맥이 최탐제 아니 기지미 통다 찍되라 아니 온도 치도해지 온도 치도해지 다 누바 토비고야.
So 삼매기 취 문도 취
삼매기 취지 일아 친이 두가 와 아니 대나 릭트메 삼매기 취 탐제 아니 일아 취 두베 기지메 통 자주 기지메 통도 찍라
So you have an instant, the shortest instant of a complete action, right? So, like when you, like you snap your fingers, right? And that snap of fingers is divided into many parts, right? So this one smallest part of that, you know.
뒷말에. 뒷말에. 다가랑.
다가랑.
두들기지만 말해. 두들기지만 같이 찾으시나 두들기지 말아. 단다 자주 기지만 찍선 세가지고 이제 거랑 샤.
So here we're talking about instant of a complete action, which is a finger snap, right? So if we don't go to the smallest moment of time, so an instant of a complete action, right? So which means a finger snap here, right? So in this short moment of time, when the bodhisattva, of course at the end of the continuum, right? When the bodhisattva brings to mind, places his attention on any uncontaminated phenomena, right? So when he brings to mind that one uncontaminated phenomena, then all the other similar instances of uncontaminated phenomena that are of a similar type, you know, the Bodhisattva is able to manifest all of them in his mind, right? In that moment of a finger snap.
I'm getting some idea. 어때? 다 돈다 티래. 가르스나. 가소래.
가지마. 지미 나오지.
가르나 고스다. 어떡시니? 어떤다 티래. 가소래 보겠다. 그나스. 윤다이시. 다 티래다. 그 윤다이시 세디다. 토비도 가라. 심지 중에 때문에 심지 온도 주도 가라 다 때리 자주의 기짐이 찍라 아니 최지 온도 진도 가라 대다 리크도 바탐자 온도 지도 배기다 누바 톱도 해시 다 지순 거야
So when one achieves the wisdom of the end of the continuum, so whatever phenomenon is brought to mind, right? So all the other phenomena they are of a similar type, right? Are also brought to mind at the same time, immediate or manifest, so that the Bodhisattva has that power, the capacity to do this. So we're trying to understand the meaning of achieving steadiness, right? So,
tatana sin penata penata pena pena namjang chu ta namjang chu ki tingi ta chungi ta tongbani ondu chin tu gana. 아니 남정이 저 탐지기 때문에 남정이 저 대단 리듬에 남정이 저 뭐인 거라 남정이 대단 리듬 남정이 최기 때문에 다 동반이 탐지다 기지식은 모두 지도배 노바토배
So for example, at the end of the continuum, right? When a bodhisattva brings to mind the emptiness of pure class of phenomena, a phenomenon included within the thoroughly purified class of phenomena, right? When the Bodhisattva brings to mind emptiness of any phenomenon that is included within the thoroughly purified class of phenomena, right? He brings to mind that emptiness. When he brings to mind the emptiness of that thoroughly purified phenomena, the emptiness of all the other thoroughly purified class of phenomena are also brought to mind, manifest. So this Bodhisattva has the power.
Yeah.
Doing all of this within the duration of a finger snap.
What is this? What do you mean? Karsware, Pogi. Karsware. What do you mean? Tingwala, Kombashu, Cheshita, Solam, Nakamne, that Jesuan, and the Rimbi, Komche, and is it Tidegita? Komba Yundu sing begin at the young days. Or Tidegita, Yundu Kombi, and Kombi Kingi, and Gizim Tunda Chila, and want to cheat Turkey, Nobayunga, or Tisungiare.
So, well, the Bodhisattva at the end of the continuum is able to do this because of his thorough familiarization with the cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted novas that was started from the path of accumulation. So it's a result of thorough familiarization. Yeah, so when one achieves the momentary application, right, at the end of the continuum, right, the bodhisattva achieves a steadiness with respect to the aspects of three exalted novas, and this steadiness is achieved because of the cultivation, the serial cultivation that started from the minor path of accumulation, right? Serially cultivating all the 173 aspects of the three exalted novas, yeah, over such a long period of time, right? And because of the thorough familiarization, yeah, so at the end of the continuum was ending within this one short moment of a finger snap, no? Because of the power of familiarization, the bodhisattva is able to meditate on all these 173 aspects, no? Like that. No? Of course, this has to happen, right? Because if this doesn't happen, how can you be enlightened? When you're enlightened, you see all phenomena directly as it is, you know. So of course, before enlightenment can achieve the capacity to, with the capacity that we have talked about, right? Must be achieved prior to enlightenment, yeah. Well, it's the same here, right? With regards to, let's say, trying to have an idea of what the eight categories are, right? So if you study, you know, the definitions and boundaries, you know, and you get a rough idea of what, you know, what they are, right? So then within a short period of time, like 5 minutes, you know, you're able to kind of understand or explain, you know, oh, this is that, and this is this and that is that, right? So, and this can happen if you are familiar with the material, if you've thought about it over and over again, right?
Oh, tuxine, tanda tire, ta, tire, tanda tina shire, ta kwa na tsingi de la tire, ta chesung namba, tembo tutu, chesung namba, dimji, shara ni simi, simi, ta ji shuwa, tuxine. Tani kijima joa se di, chesung namba la, tembo tutu, simi, na ju, tar tuxi, tuxine ta, kijima joa, tsingi shaya, sazam ju, da kwa na yu, so tuxine yara.
So the definition of momentary application here is the Bodhisattva's final yoga, yeah? Final yoga that has attained steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knows. And it exists, the boundary, it exists only at the end of the continuum of a sentient being. Yeah, so in chapter 6 of the Ornament of Clear Realizations, the serial application is presented. And in chapter 7 of the Ornament of Clear Realizations, the momentary application is explained.
Right.
Okay, I guess, yeah. Well, if you have any questions about the serial application and momentary application, yeah. So, you know what I said about the example I gave you about achieving steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? And to help understand the meaning, I give you the example of how when a bodhisattva brings to mind the emptiness of a thoroughly pure phenomenon, right? Then, that at the same time, within that moment of a finger snap, the emptiness of those phenomena that are of a similar type to this, which means the emptiness of all the other thoroughly pure phenomena, are also manifest, right? In that short one moment of finger snap, right? The bodhisattva is able to bring all of that to mind, right? So I use the word phenomena of a similar type, isn't it? So doesn't that seem to suggest, by the power of the word, seem to suggest that those that are not of a similar type, those that are discordant, are not manifest, isn't it? Not manifest, right? I give the example of emptiness, right? So anything that is not of a similar type with emptiness, anything that is not emptiness, basically doesn't manifest, right? Seems to suggest that, right?
Yeah, so that was supposed to,
because
Bodhisattva brings to mind a particular phenomenon, isn't it? Then those phenomena, the other phenomena of a similar type are manifest, right? By the power of those words that are used, right, we can say that the statement is also implying that those phenomena that are not of a similar type are not manifest, right? Then if that's the case, is there any problem?
Yeah.
A problem? Seem to be a problem.
No,
so
No problem.
No problem, okay. Yeah, just I'm trying to correlate this to understanding that this serial application of the three exalted knowers, without going to realizing their emptinesses, will be done in wisdom of post-medit agapoise, wisdom of subsequent attainment. Because in the unyielded path or the path of release, nothing except emptiness appears. The three exalted knowers cannot appear to the Bodhisattva superior. So that's my problem, you know. And also at the end here, it seems like there's only emptiness involved, emptiness of all the three exalted knowers involved, not the appearance of the aspects of the three exalted knowers in the momentary application. So how does that transform into the Buddha's final, you know, manifesting of the three exalted knowers?
So you're trying to say that
problem with these two, the ultimate truth and conventional truth, basically.
So the serial application with the conventionalities as the observed objects,
yes,
can only happen in post-meditative equipoise, you're saying, right?
Not in meditative equipoise, yeah.
Just
thati chazan thati an ta samotar tanya tiya tulab tiya pagi chini shadu kala na samoshto chesung na bala tamba thobjon du chesung na bala rimjuk sherak simba
se sanga simba re
dilage ar ma to chesung na bala tamba thobjon du chesung na bala rimjuk gombe sherap se dage as dilage mi do sherak simba la ma do sherap se dage mi do dia samotar.
We have to think about the definition of a serial application, because it says it is a bodhisattva yoga that is conjoined with the wisdom that serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers for the sake of achieving, attaining steadiness, yeah, with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers. It doesn't say a bodhisattva's wisdom. It doesn't say a wisdom that cultivates, that serially cultivates, yeah, the aspects of the three exalted knowers, so and so forth, right? It is a bodhisattva yoga conjoined. So what I've said earlier about the serial application, yeah, about how it is a wisdom that cultivates, serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers, and how that is for the purpose of achieving steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three exalted knowers. That explanation was just to make it, help you understand, kind of make it easier for you to understand, in essence, what a serial application is. Yeah. But if you go by the definition, it says it is a bodhisattva yoga conjoined, yeah, with the wisdom that serially cultivates, right, the aspects of the three exalted knowers for the sake of achieving steadiness, yeah, with respect to them. Yeah. So if you want to, if you analyze via the definition, then you know, if you want to debate, then you have to be more specific. Then yeah.
To debate then.
So it is a bodhisattva yoga. The definition of the serial application is a bodhisattva yoga conjoined with the wisdom that serially cultivates. It doesn't say a bodhisattva's wisdom, right? Since the definition is a bodhisattva yoga, that is conjoined with the wisdom that serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers, blah 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 blah. So even if you posit meditative equipoise, wisdom of meditative equipoise, because of the definition, that you won't have any problem, yeah. Even if you use the illustration of the wisdom of meditative voice. Wisdom already realizing emptiness is bodhisattva yoga.
The aspect of the three exalted knowers does not appear in meditative voice. Only in the emptiness of it appears.
Bodhisattva's yoga.
Oh, correct. Yeah, conjoined. I have no problem with the definition.
What is your problem?
The problem is that how would that become a steadiness in the final moment? Because we are talking about steadiness of the appearance of the aspect of three exalted knowers. In the final moment, it is meditative equipoise, only emptiness. So there's nothing, no appearance of the aspect of three exalted knowers. How could that be a steadiness there? Oh, it does not appear then, right? So can we say that it's a compendium that is appearing?
There's
no aspect of the three exalted knowers that appear.
Yes, yeah.
So, because understanding is that the steadiness is with respect to the appearance of the aspect of the three exalted knowers.
Okay.
Because the momentary.
증언에 그건 낭세 깔리잡사라니. 다친도 나고 말만. 깔리잡사. 잠바도 또 그 누가 터졌어 그러면 계시는 분들 나왔어요 그럼 누가. 가르소네. 또 누가 터봐 소화. 근데 치도에 누가 터고요. 뭔데 치바에는 치도에 누가 터고요. 그래서 뭔데 치고 말아. 나고 말아.
The Bodhisattva has achieved the power to do so if he wished to. It doesn't mean it must appear, right?
So yes, there is steadiness of the appearance of the aspect of the three exalted knowers.
So if he wants to, he can do it. He can make all the aspects of the 173 aspects of the three exalted knowers just appear in his mind like that. If he wants to, he has the capacity to do so. He has the capacity.
Not before momentary application, right?
No. On momentary application.
During momentary application, it is only a meditative poise, am I right to say? Yeah. Or is it?
He has achieved the power to do so.
So what does that mean? Because
he has power. He has power to do.
Okay, but so that power only manifests in the resultant truth. I mean, in the Buddha ground. Am I right? You know.
No.
How will that manifest during momentary application? It will never manifest.
It's not manifest, huh?
Yeah. So it only manifests on Buddha ground. In other words,
yes.
The path of release on the path of no more learning.
On the path of on the Buddha ground. The Buddha ground, the Buddha doesn't even need that. Doesn't need the what was that? Instant of a complete action. Buddha even shorter.
This.
Okay. So
you can say that the Bodhisattva on the end of the continuum has the power, but have the power doesn't mean have to do, yeah? But you have, if you want to do, can do, but not doing. Whatever.
Can I just use a very simpler analogy just to explain that part? It's like, you know, if you're meditating on something, you actually have the ability, for example, you have the ability to read.
To what?
To read, for example.
Read, yeah.
But when you're meditating, you're not reading. But you have the ability to read.
To read.
Okay, let's say, I mean, now you know how
to fly,
read, right? Everyone knows how to read, right? But when you're meditating, you're not reading. But you still have the ability to read. So it's the same thing as that last moment of a bodhisattva. He has the ability. It's just that at that moment, he's actually doing meditation on emptiness.
You took very long to learn how to read.
Just giving an example, like the read is like the ability to do this.
She's supposed to help.
Something like that?
You're helping me?
Yeah. I'm trying to help. I'm just using an analogy to try to understand this. But if the analogy works, then probably, does it work? Is this the right analogy?
At the end of continuum is how short or how long?
No idea.
I wonder. No?
Cannot be this moment, and it can be longer. I think it can be longer than that. I don't think so. Just this moment. Mm.
Does this analogy work? I mean,
it works.
Okay.
Because Benny didn't say anything. It works.
Gundan did ring load in
Shaya. If it doesn't work, then I have to reply. So people don't answer me, so.
Karen Fisher, can I just clarify, since you did bring that up, about the finger snap, kitchik, because I just want to clarify more for the terms. Does it mean the same as an instant? Because I remember years ago you were teaching in, I think, the module on Tantra, and then in terms of describing an instant, it came out to, I think, 20 minutes or maybe longer than that. There was a specific time there was a specific time assigned to that. So I just want to know whether in terms of a finger snap and an instant, is it the same thing when you say kechik?
So, you know, in deity yogas, we say instantaneously arise as such and such a deity, right? So the instantaneous here refers to the instant of complete action, which means a finger snap. So literally that's what it means. So it only happens for those who have thorough familiarization. For us, there's no way. For us, no way. Forget about fingers never. I think we try for, I don't know how long. That doesn't work for us. It doesn't. No, when you see in the sadhanas, when it says instantaneously arises this and that, whatever, you know, the instantaneous refers to the instant of a complete action, which means like that, finger snap.
Karen Bushi, I just want to clarify something. When just now, during the explanation regarding the ability for the Bodhisattva to recollect phenomena, and it was...
What? The what?
During the explanation, when you say that at the last moment of a sentient being, the Bodhisattva can recollect similar aspect of tari pure phenomena. What about contaminated phenomena? What about the tari affected phenomena? Why is it that only he can only have the ability to recollect the aspect of the similar of type that is similar to tari pure phenomena? Because the last moment of the sentient being, right, he is going to be Buddha, and Buddha can realize everything. So during your explanation, I was expecting why don't we say that he can recollect every phenomena instead of emphasizing tari pure phenomena?
Correct.
What I've said earlier is an example, an illustration. So for example, the example I gave was the Bodhisattva's putting his mind on the emptiness of a thoroughly pure phenomenon. Yeah. There are many thoroughly pure phenomena. Right? So let's say he puts his mind on the emptiness of a thoroughly pure phenomenon. So then I said that the phenomenon of a similar type would also appear, right? Which means, let's say the emptiness of all the other thoroughly pure phenomena would also appear, right? Because it's a phenomenon of a similar type, right? So that was just an example, yeah?
Example.
So if the Bodhisattva puts his mind on the emptiness of a, how do we translate, thoroughly afflicted phenomenon. If he put his mind on the emptiness, he's seeing the emptiness of a thoroughly afflicted phenomenon, then the emptiness of all the other thoroughly afflicted phenomenon will also arise. Yeah? Not that we are saying the emptiness of the thoroughly afflicted phenomenon. Yeah?
So
what Kwame raised about just now is like, can the Bodhisattva bring to mind, manifest in his mind, the emptiness of both the thoroughly afflicted phenomena and thoroughly pure phenomena? So on the path of seeing, in that meditative voice, when the Bodhisattva, let's say, sees emptiness directly, right? It is said that he sees the emptiness of all phenomena directly. So, yes, on the path of seeing the Bodhisattva in meditative voice does see the emptiness of all phenomena directly, but I don't think he sees the emptiness of all phenomena directly in an instant of a complete action, that means in the duration of a finger snap. I don't think so.
Would not the emptiness of a thoroughly phenomenal like it, ignorance, emptiness of ignorance, be one aspect, one entity, different label of the same phenomenon, name, yeah, the two truths, yeah. So in other words, if there's emptiness, if he is realizing the emptiness of ignorance, would that be like ignorance is still around? Because of the two truths are always, one entity. Now I'm talking about the momentary application.
So whose ignorance?
Huh? So when he is meditating on the thoroughly afflicted phenomena, is it possible that he's meditating on the his own ignorance and trying to abandon that? So if he is meditating on emptiness of ignorance as a class of thoroughly afflicted phenomena and a momentary instantaneous application or momentary implication, I have difficulty with that.
What's your difficulty?
Because there is ignorance conjoined with the emptiness of ignorance.
Not conjoined. Whose continuum?
For example, in his
Bodhisattva's ignorance, yeah?
Yeah. So by that time, he has no more ignorance, only...
At the end of continuum, right?
Momentary application.
Right.
So he's meditating on emptiness of thoroughly afflicted phenomena.
Yeah.
An example can be the emptiness of ignorance.
Okay.
If he's meditating on the emptiness of his ignorance, that means the conventional aspect of that emptiness will be his ignorance. So because, remember, we said that, the ignorance, we don't bring the emptiness of ignorance to enlightenment as well, isn't it? During the Tathagata essence, we were talking about that. The emptiness of ignorance has been abandoned together with abandoning ignorance itself, right?
This Bodhisattva still has ignorance, right?
Momentary application, last moment of a continuum. Eighth ground, almost pure ground, no more ignorance, isn't it?
There's no
ignorance, right? So you're meditating on whose ignorance?
So he can be meditating on sentient beings' ignorance.
Well, you said that you're meditating on his ignorance as well. That's why I asked you.
I'm asking whether is he possible, because the class of thoroughly afflicted phenomena can be quite wide.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing this example. Is it possible that he won't be meditating on that, but focusing on sentient beings' ignorance.
Because this bodhisattva at the end of the continuum doesn't have ignorance, right? So it's not possible to enter into meditative because directly seeing the emptiness of his ignorance because he doesn't have ignorance, right? That's clear, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you go according to the autonomy middle way school, right? Does this bodhisattva has ignorance? No. According to autonomy middle way, yeah. But has he abandoned ignorance? No, yeah? Yeah, now give up, right? Because in order to achieve enlightenment, you have to abandon ignorance, yeah? Autonomy middle way school, passing grounds. In the continuum of this bodhisattva, in the end of the continuum, does he have the apprehension of true existence? No. Because of the antidote that he has cultivated, right? The apprehension of true existence, apprehension of a self or phenomenon, right? Cannot arise.
Okay, Rinpoche, I still don't quite understand about serial application. Because when you say cultivate a companion of aspects of three exalted knowers, that means you are gathering 173 aspects and meditate in one session, right? That is complete application. But for serial application, you got 27, 36, and 110. Do you do 26, 27 in one go? And then after that, you do 36, then you do 110. You call serial application in from the path of accumulation. Because everyone seems to understand what is serial application, I don't. My understanding is you do 37 in one go, then after
in one go.
Or you meditate or you in one go, in one session.
A compendium of the 37, you're saying?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking you. When you say serial application, you do it in order, just how you say. So I don't understand what you mean in you do it in order.
So in the definition of a serial application is a wisdom that serially cultivates, or you know, if you want to be clear, serially cultivates means cultivating in stages, like, you know, in stages, right? And cultivates what? The aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? For the sake of attaining steadiness. How many aspects are there of the three exalted knowers?
From
once the peak application is achieved, right? That means from the minor path of preparation, the bodhisattva serially cultivates the aspects of the three exalted knowers, right? And he necessarily does it that way, serially, in their proper order.
It
means one after another. Like, serially means there must be one and after another, right?
That digital, that page, that she's a number, you should stop doing, and then Lamsay numbers. Some sort of, and then Namjing is that, number Jano choose, said that, page that to see the Tambushi, in the Lamsay, in the Namjing number comment, that to Dogomedo Tanya, that page on Sebu is Thomas, or that to dance in a visit in the Dogayanga, or then Sebu to Dogas in a page of Kawana, six Sebu is Thomas.
Yeah,
Tambuti Comptine, Shisha Comptine, Lamsha Comptine, said he.
I would think that one meditates, the Bodhisattva meditates first on the 27 aspects of the knower basis, and then followed by the 36 aspects of the knower past, and then followed by the 110 aspects of the exalted knower of aspects. Yeah. Like that, yeah. I would think so, yeah. But I've not seen it. Stated clearly in the text, yeah. But probably it has to be like, probably, yeah.
Can Rinpoche, just to continue on that. Because they say the serial application, the one, the order. Why is the order important? Why have to be exact order in order to complete that application? Thank you.
And then on the path of accumulation, like, not very orderly, right? Not necessary, right? Lan Lai.
Why in order? I don't know what to say. Why in order? Tati kalor. That the deal would have been a lamshe namche labai na ta gomdo ri bo sine gom korwa da na shishe lamshe namje su do la ri bo sine ge ku gyo re wa ge do
So in general, of the three exalted knowers, one would have to generate the first the knower basis, then the knower paths, and through that, then you have the exalted knower of aspects, yeah. Right? And in terms of the two selflessnesses, right? First, the selflessness of person is realized, and that's where you have also the explanation of the knower basis, yeah. And then after that, then you realize the selflessness of phenomena, you know, of which there is coarse and subtle, right? Or according to the autonomy of the middle school, right? But, and then anyway, when you talk about the selflessness of phenomena, that's where you talk about the, we call know of paths, yeah. Know of paths. Do you
know? Oh, today in some, that shishya kumya la kumkuya sa, that shishya yishya na miya la kumkuya. Oh, today, that lamshya tijya la kumkuya sa, tijya la lamshya yishya na kumkuya.
So since one would have to meditate in order to cultivate the knower basis first, followed by the knower paths, so as such, I guess, so in terms of the serial cultivation of the aspects of the three exalted knowers, one serially cultivates first, one starts with the 27 aspects of the knower basis, then one goes on to meditate on the 36 aspects of the knower paths, right? And followed by the 100... No, stop there. That's enough, yeah.
Okay. So, that's the
Was the same with the practice of the lamrim, the stages of the path, isn't it? One must first meditate on the practices that are shared with the persons of the small capacity, isn't it? Meditate on the path, right? That is shared with the person of small capacity. Only after that, then you go on to meditate on the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity. And then on the basis of that, then one can try, and then one can start on the meditating on the path of the person of great capacity. Yeah. So the order is definite. You cannot skip, right? Yeah, there's no way you can skip. Yeah. So I guess that's why also likewise, yeah, when you talk about the three knowers, yeah, so you cultivate the you meditate on the to cultivate the knower basis, then the knower paths, and then you go on to meditate on the aspects of the exalted knower of aspects.
So
So, and I think, well, my personal thoughts on this is that when you meditate on something serially in your proper order, and because and you do that over time through the familiarity, then there will come a time where you can meditate on all of that simultaneously, right? And that can only come because of habituation with a pattern, isn't it? So I wonder if you are able to meditate on all at one go, if at the time when so I wonder, you know, if at the time of practice to achieve steadiness, right, where you are meditating on the 173 aspects but not in the proper order, one day you start with A, another day you start with Z, and another day you start with D, and then, you know, it's just rojak, you know. So you know, you do this, you know, it's just, there's no proper order, then at the end, you know, when you are supposed to meditate on 173 altogether, I'm not sure whether you're able to do that, no? But let's say even if you're able to do that, I guess it's much more difficult. With all rojak come all together. Huh? Oh, it doesn't matter, 173 there can really, right? You want to argue? Huh? Messy compendium.
Sorry, a few friends just reminded me that they still want to know what does it mean by conjoin. I know Ken Rinpoche answered that conjoin is like that, but I think it's too profound for anyone to understand what conjoin means.
It's sign language. You know? You didn't watch
too
National
profound
Day Parade.
For anyone to understand.
You didn't watch National Day Parade.
So they just they just remind.
Anybody have idea? Somebody have idea? What is conjoined? Hello, what? Da, mundo gyo do mundo magyo. Chopa, simba, kenas.
Let's take the Bodhisattva Superior's practice of generosity as an example. Yeah? His mind of generosity, right? Right. The generous attitude is held or conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, isn't it? We have to say, right? A path, if it is a path in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior, then it is necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. So when this Bodhisattva superior practices generosity, his practice of generosity is accompanied by the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, yeah. Or literally is like helped. But it's not very nice. Like, you know, nobody translates philosophically as help. You know. Philosophical language, you don't say that. But yeah, difficult, I don't know. Something to the effect. Accompanied by.
Oh, that did it change to Gala? And it's helped that? Okay, Jimba Tang Kablayam, Karsorta. Jimba Yamna Kate Chibayana Pogita, Karsora Poggy. Pogin Namsang, Rangun and Tuba, Poggy Nanchi, Shinshi, Tindegi, and Yangati Yuguyamare, Jimba Chibay Kablayam, Jimba, Chinchi, Jibabo, the Korso Mimibe.
When this Bodhisattva superior practices generosity, he will not be affected by this tendency to hold on to things, whether the gift, the giver, you know, the kind of as truly existent. Yeah. Because the Bodhisattva superior's practice of generosity is done within non-objectifying the three spheres. So we're not saying that Bodhisattva's superior's generous attitude, the mind of generosity, right, giving, realizes emptiness directly. We're not saying that. But rather when the Bodhisattva's superior is practicing generosity, that mind is manifest, right? You know? The Bodhisattva's superior experience is unlike us. You know, when we give, yeah, you know, we hold on to things and the giver, the gift, the action, wow, you know, something there, you know, very strong, right? So unlike us, the Bodhisattva's superior is not like that, you know, because they have in their continuum the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, yeah.
What in the Taranashi, I've been a Nijung Simba said, Simjig Simba said, the Lamina, Nijung Simba Simguyore, that any Changi Simbiju Lamina, the Changi Simbi Simguyore.
So, likewise, if it is a path, it is necessarily conjoined with the determination to be free of renunciation. And if it is a Bodhisattva's path, it is necessarily conjoined with mind generation. Right, if it is a Bodhisattva path, it is necessarily conjoined with Bodhicitta, isn't it? Right. Which means that for the Bodhisattvas, whatever they do, naturally everything is for the sake of others. Yeah. It is never mixed with self-cherishing. Yeah. It's automatic, right? It's all for others. Because whatever they do is conjoined, accompanied by Bodhicitta, right? And so naturally everything they do is for the purpose of others, yeah. And let's say if somebody who possesses renunciation in their mind, if that person practices generosity, since he possesses renunciation in his mind, his practice of generosity is conjoined with renunciation. And whatever he does, including that practice of generosity, will never become, is never done for the happiness of this life, for example. Recitations we do, right, practices, right, it always starts with going for refuge to the three jewels and followed by the generation of bodhicitta, isn't it, right? Right. Why? Because it is said that the motivation is of so important, right? It's very important to adjust the motivation at the beginning and to set a proper motivation. Right, because yeah, that's why the motivation is so important, because whatever we do, that practice will be affected by the type of motivation we have. Whatever we do is affected by the type of motivation. Yeah? So depending on what motivation is, your actions, your thoughts are conjoined with, then that action will have its own results.
Rang sim dui chi du su da gulung jue xie xie nian guai nam xia da gulung di mai wei tong de gulung di ka du yin na da jue ni bei xiong de gulung di ka du yin na gu gu yuan ra guo xi bu sam dang jie nan di ge yao ma le jie gu lung ge zhe sim ba se bi da ma zhe nan bi guo le gu lung xie de ni pa de jie zhu ba le ba da ti de ba le gu lung ge zhe sim ba se bi gu lung di gu gu yuan ka du yin na ba ge guai xi yu na an ni xi jue kang nian ba di sim di dui chi du yin si.
It's likewise when we are learning the Dharma, we are listening to the Dharma, reading, studying, and whatsoever. The motivation is also important, right? Yeah, so depending on the motivation that it's conjoined with. For example, the motivation of learning the Dharma, listening and so forth, is to subdue the mind. Then whatever we do will contribute towards subduing our minds. But the action of learning the Dharma, for example, hearing the Dharma, listening the Dharma, we say it is conjoined with the motivation of subduing the mind. It's not just conjoining it at the beginning, usually we just at the beginning we just try a little bit, but when I'm finished and reading motivation, then we enter into the actual activity, and then we forget completely about it, right? That's not the way, that's not what it's meant, So to be conjoined with motivation, it means to be helped by it. To be helped by it, it means to be helped by it, it means to be helped all the time, is it? So let's say during the whole, whatever, how many hours you're going to read or study or listen, so it has to be helped by the motivation, I'm doing this to subdue the mind. Then, because it is helped by this motivation, then whatever we learn, every single word we hear, we read, will become a cause, will be helpful in subduing our mind. Likewise, when we ask questions, or when we receive answers, or we answer questions and so forth, it's the same thing here, yeah? So whether they become a cause for subduing in the mind or not, depends on whether it is held by that motivation, yeah?
Oh, that simba su tu niga yoku ku yare. Sinza sinza niga yoku ku yare. Chik di mena chik sin la yo mara. Simba la niga yoku ku yare. Nik chik mena ni ku sin la yo mara. Chetan ta mato chue nyamba di An sim duye, yin lue gulung di simba se di gulung di kato yin nyamdo yoku kuyo re. An nye la yuwa di sim, an ye la simba re se di ta tansam ta kapo re ta dir. Simba re nyamdo yoku ya si.
So to say that an action that is held by a motivation is conjoined with a thought, right? Both the holder and the held must be together, otherwise there's no meaning of conjoined, right? Isn't it? Conjoined means two things must be together. You cannot have just one thing and it cannot conjoin with itself, right? So two must be present. two must be present. So let's say when you're learning Dharma, studying the Dharma, listening and so forth, you know, the action must be held by the motivation, and the motivation must be there at the same time, you know, together. So our usual idea of setting the motivation there is that it has only has got to do with the beginning of the action, you know, oh, I set my motivation, that's what we think, isn't it? But in the first place, even that also we don't really do well, yeah? But anyway, that's our idea, isn't it? Generally, people have the idea, oh, I set the motivation, then after that, oh, I can do something else, you know. That's why we don't get anywhere, is it? Our practice don't get anywhere. Because it has to be held, you know? I mean, as much as possible, you know, keeping it in the mind, right?
Oh, think they said, okay, I think conjoin is something like that. I don't know. Huh? I don't know. Huh? That kind of thing, yes, I think magic, chalas, something like that, chalas. That kind of thing, like something like that, chalas. Okay, so next class I'll complete the whole mindfulness, next class.
So I guess maybe in the next lesson we will finish the four close placements of mindfulness together with the, what's the next one? Four correct abandonments, is it? Or four Tara abandonments, sorry. Pong Yang Dashi, yeah, four Tara. Four. It says four Tara, right? Okay, homework is compare the serial application and complete aspects application. Compare the two. How many possibilities are there? And the next question is, how many possibilities are there between peak application and momentary application? The third question, is there something which is all four applications?
Okay, we've got three homework. Try your best. And next time when you come, I say, you come, you know, all the rushing the... all rushing the microphone, all I don't know. Okay, I think I stop here today.
Okie dokie.